البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and welcome again as we continue with Ramadan Q&A. إن شاء الله تعالى, we are still speaking about ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر إن شاء الله تعالى, today we will speak about its signs. What are the signs of Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr has many signs, and some of its signs that are narrated as narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his companions that the sun rises, and الشَّمْسَ تَطْلُعُ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا شُعَاعَ لَهَا, without sunray, and you do not, if you look at the sun, you don't see any sun rays, subhanAllah, as if there's something blocking the sunray, which is probably the ascension of the angels, wallahu a'lam. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ stated that إِنَّهَا لَيْلَةٌ طَلْقَةٌ بَلْجَةٌ لَا حَارَّةٌ وَلَا بَارِدَةٌ. The Prophet ﷺ stated, which means it is a nice night, a comfortable night. طَلْقَة means طيبة, يعني it's a nice, beautiful night, يعني the weather is beautiful in it. بلجة أي مشرقة, يعني bright. It's a bright, nice night that is not too hot and not too cold. لا حارة ولا باردة. That's not too hot and not too cold. So during the night, you feel that tranquility and peace. You feel like there's a light emanating in the sky. That's probably due to the existence of the angels. Allah knows best. Can people sometimes determine Laylatul Qadr and know exactly when Laylatul Qadr is? Can you feel Laylatul Qadr? Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, العلامة التي رواها أبي بن كعب عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the signs of Laylatul Qadr that Ubay bin Ka'b narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم are from the most famous in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he said, من أشهر العلامات في الحديث, وقد يكشفها الله لبعض الناس في المنام أو اليقظة. And he said, Allah عز وجل could sometimes show some people Laylatul Qadr and when Laylatul Qadr is, during their sleep or during their يعني night, يعني whether they're asleep or awake. Sometimes in a dream Allah Azza wa Jal shows them when Laylatul Qadr is, and sometimes during the night when they're awake doing ibadah, they look outside and they feel يعني and vibe Laylatul Qadr. فيرى أنوارها, they see the lights and the anwar of Laylatul Qadr and the nur, the radiance of Laylatul Qadr. SubhanAllah. So Allah Azza wa Jal could sometimes show people when Laylatul Qadr is. That's for us in general, يعني we should worship Allah Azza wa Jal equally every single night of Ramadan in general, and specifically the last 10 nights, without any laziness or hesitation, whether it's an odd night or an even night. And Nawawi rahimahullah, he said you should know that Laylatul Qadr is shown to whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses from amongst the sons of Adam, the human beings, every year of Ramadan. Yani, like Allah Azza wa Jal showed some companions, they were able to determine Laylatul Qadr, then it is important that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could show you, and you could probably know Laylatul Qadr. طيب, what if you realize the signs of Laylatul Qadr at night and during the day, and then you say, okay, alhamdulillah, 99% that last night was Laylatul Qadr and I did my best, alhamdulillah. What do you do in that stage? So should you just give up on Ramadan and stop praying and fasting, or stop praying the nights and doing qiyam and ibadah? Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, يُقَالُ لَهُ, yani if a person determines Laylatul Qadr and actually nails it, we can say to him, maybe the full reward of Laylatul Qadr isn't achieved except by adding the rest of Ramadan to it. Yani, look, think about the wisdom of it being hidden. He said, then if you think of Laylatul Qadr as assimilated to the fard of Salah, the rest of the nights of Ramadan represent the sunnah of each Salah. And the sunnah always safeguards and protects and increases the reward of the obligatory Salah. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, as يعني ابن عثيمين قال, ولهذا علم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأماراتها ليلة 21 ومع ذلك أتم اعتكافه وقيامه. يعني he said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, despite him knowing for certainty in 1 month, yani during his lifetime, in one Ramadan, that the night of Al-Qadr was definitely on the 21st night, he still continued with his i'tikaf. He didn't just leave the masjid. He continued with his i'tikaf and with his salah and with his qiyam up until the end of Ramadan. Do not forget that during the month of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal gave guarantees of forgiveness for those who fast the month of Ramadan, believing in Allah and seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal gave them the guarantee for them to be forgiven. Also those who pray every single night of the nights of Ramadan, they pray Qiyam al-Layl, Allah guaranteed for their sins to be forgiven. In addition to that, whoever prays the night of Al-Qadr for the sake of Allah, Allah guaranteed for his sins to be forgiven. Inshallah ta'ala, this will be the end of our lesson today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our siyam and your siyam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you for attending these lessons and seeking knowledge. Continue your journey with your ibadah, with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking his pleasure. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the brothers and sisters in Islam.